Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy New Year, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Everybody, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Live.
Yeah, live. Did I mention live?
You did not mention live.
You know, it's important.
It's very important.
This is live, damn it.
It is live.
If we mess it up, we mess it up.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Like what I just did. Hey, that first song I did, and that is Tom Petty.
Oh,
you were going to guess?
I was going to guess.
Okay, that's cool. Does anybody else want to guess now that you know?
Tom Petty.
It was Tom Petty. And this song is called American Dream Plan B. And what I've done this evening, because this is the end of the year. And
it's definitely been a Plan B kind of year.
Well, that I would agree with you, Ty Ginn. But what has happened? You know, toward the end of every year, or at the end of every year, they put out a list of all of the celebrities that have passed away during the year.
Yes.
And so what I did is I went through the list and I picked some of the musical artists that I like the most.
And I'm gonna, it's all about you.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah. Let's just say I did not pick Glenn Campbell.
Or Gomer.
I didn't pick Gomer Pyle, and I didn't pick Al Jarreau. However, I do like Al Jarreau.
Yes.
Anyway,
what about
getting
Chris
back.
Chris Cornell, though.
Chris Cornell, I'm not a big fan of him. Whatever. Look. But what I did do is I picked Tom Petty for my first song. And this is a Tom Petty song that I was not aware of. And it's called American Dream Plan B. Tom Petty, one of my all-time favorites, unfortunately passed away October 2nd at the age of 66. Very sad about that.
Very sad about that.
I think Tom Petty, if I had to think back on all of the concerts I've ever seen, I have probably seen Tom Petty more than anybody else. I'm thinking like five times.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
No. It's never too much, especially if it's Tom Petty.
That's not like stalking or anything like that. That's just...
No, that's only when you stand outside the bathroom to meet them.
Right.
And it costs them coming out the door.
That could be a little bit stalking, right? Mm-hmm. So, like I say, the rest of the music that I'm going to play on the show this evening, all of them will come from performers that have passed away, unfortunately, this year, 2017. So
yes.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So here it is. We've got 2 days until Christmas, not Christmas,
Christmas.
Eve, but
hey.
New Year's Eve.
Christmas round
and
two.
So 2017 is pert near done.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I find it very hard to believe. This, in fact, is going to be our very last broadcast of 2017.
Yes.
So, I mean, we really haven't missed, I think we've missed, I don't know, two, maybe... Maybe three shows the entire year.
Maybe.
So we've put in a full year's worth of shows.
Yes.
And you know, if you're listening, if you have listened, we certainly do appreciate it. At mm-hmm. least I know I do anyway.
Well, maybe you should introduce everyone else.
Well, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I mean that's part of the plan.
He's getting to it.
I do have a little bit of a plan.
I don't have
a whole lot of a plan, but I do have a little bit of a plan.
When you say we.
Yeah. One of the things before I do introduce everybody is I do want to say, look, If you have not called in to play along this year, well, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
It's your turn. Tonight's the night. If you want to get a call into the Marker Radio Happy Hour show before this year ends, tonight's the night to do it. And all you got to do is give us a call at 727-498-0502. We will talk to you about any old thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you want to call in, or not call in, but if you want to play along by tweeting, you can do that by tweeting Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
Tweets are a lot of fun as well. Sometimes we get a bunch of tweets. Sometimes we don't get any. Most often we don't get any calls.
Yeah.
So it's a lonely show.
It can be.
You know what it does, people? When we don't get any calls or tweets, it kind of makes it seem like we're just in here talking to ourselves. And if that's the case, damn it, we can do this in the kitchen.
Right. You know? By the fridge. Yeah, right. With the beer and the food and... Yeah. Anyway. Without sweaty earphones on.
Yeah. So anyway, let me go ahead and introduce everybody. Yeah. In the studio this evening, as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah. Hey.
Hannah Claire, boy, mm-hmm. Oh boy, you've recently acquired a new boyfriend.
Yes.
You got the best Christmas present ever. You got a brand new.
Yes.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude.
Fully loaded.
Fully loaded. Mm-hmm. You were just recently inked. Got some new ink.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that ink process a little bit later.
Okay.
What about the car though? I mean,
car amazing.
Are you just loving it? Or
I am.
I'm so jealous.
Entirely.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah. Well, as long as we can afford it, you will enjoy it.
Well, yes. Exactly.
And if you're in the market for a new car, yeah. Suncoast Chrysler Jeep right. Dodge Ram. Tell them you heard it on the Marco Radio Show.
Well, they won't know what the hell that means.
No,
but tell them anyway.
Tell them anyway.
This is absolutely...
They hooked us up, so...
This is absolutely the time of year to go out car shopping because all these car dealerships have a surplus of, you know, the last year model that they're trying to, get rid of.
Right, the incentives are great.
Yeah, and we got some pretty good incentives to buy this car.
Mm-hmm. And everyone was wonderful over there.
Yeah, very good.
Very good. Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Give a shout out to...
You gotta sing it.
I know, I would.
We'll give a shout out to Jason and to Rob. Jason, I guess, was the sales guy, and Rob was the
finance manager.
Finance guy. Right.
Yeah, right there at Park Boulevard, Park and Starkey.
Yeah, they did us right.
Stark and Barkey.
I guess.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They did. We came home with a car that she didn't know about.
I'm not so sure Jason had to do too much. I mean, we were desperate for a car. All he had to do was show it to us and was like, okay, that one.
Right.
That's it.
That's the one.
Do you want to take it for a test drive? No.
No.
It's a car, isn't it?
That's the one.
I like that one. Good color.
Right.
Yeah, it looks good. We'll take that one.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Hannah Claire's got a brand new car,
mm-hmm.
and it is beautiful. If you are friends with Hannah on Facebook, you've probably seen the pictures. Mm-hmm. Very nice car.
Very nice car,
yes.
What else? Fun stuff. What is that?
Okay,
it does that every show. I just, I thought it was a call at first, but it's not. It does
wah,
that.
Wah.
Everything okay on your end?
Yeah, I just hope my computer's not going to restart, but that's okay.
Let's not do that.
Change hours.
Just minimize it. It'll be fine.
Right. No, because it says it's going to do it right now.
Oh.
No, because, I mean, there's a button, so unless you click the button, it should be
technical
fine.
Technical difficulties.
I'll deal with this.
Look at us figuring stuff out during the show.
Right.
Skynet's going live.
It's going live.
It's going live.
So, Hannah Claire, you also you got some new ink.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
It's a bouquet of wildflowers.
Was there something that spurred your decision to do that, or is it just something that you wanted? Or
no, just kind of spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. My new boyfriend got a tattoo the day before, and I was super jealous, so...
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things when you get a tattoo, a lot of people, when you get a tattoo, now all of a sudden you've got the like tattoo fever.
Yeah, all day I've been planning my next one.
Oh, no.
I know.
It's too soon.
I know, but I need it. I need it. Right? If I would have had the cash, I would have went today.
All you got to do, it's kind of like quitting anything. Yeah. If you just give it a few days.
Just like a week. Solid week, right, and you're
it'll
over
go
it
away. Yeah. It'll just go away.
I want one, god damn it.
Well, get one. You know, I mean, get you some. You, the death metal guy, you would think that you'd be covered head to toe with them.
I'd like to be.
Well, and your pansy sister has more than you.
Right.
What the hell?
Pansy?
Yeah, I'm good. That's going to be one of my next ideas.
A pansy?
A pansy flower. It's a self-portrait. Right.
Okay. I like that. So anyway, what I was wondering about tattoos, and I've thought about this the other day, or I guess just earlier today.
Yeah.
Because you just got this tattoo yesterday.
Yes.
So I was thinking about it. It was like, you said that the tattoo did not hurt as bad as the rest of them.
Right.
So you either are getting a lot tougher, or they used a different technique. You know what I started thinking? Why don't they somehow put Novocaine in the tattoo gun?
Yeah, or in the ink.
In the ink.
Yeah.
Don't you think that they could produce ink that was numbing?
I don't understand why it's not all numbing. At least a little bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, that to me, I mean, especially when you think about these people to go in and get like their entire back done.
Huge piece. Or their head. Your face.
Oh, there's a lot of places on your body that are just excruciating to get a tattoo. And I just can't even imagine.
Ribs.
Like if you had like a, getting like a whole back piece or something like that, sitting there for hours. I know that the tattoos that I've gotten, I'm real cool for the first like half hour. But
and then
after
just,
that, it's like, oh, come on, man.
Get over it. Like, hurry it up.
Work on a different area.
You're right. This is raw.
Too much.
It just hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It all hurts.
Oh, that's right. You have one.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Everybody has one but me.
Yeah.
You're next.
That's okay, Ty. I don't have one either.
They left us out.
Yeah. Well.
There you go. Matching.
Mm-hmm. You know, a couple days it'll be a new year.
Yeah.
New year, new you.
Right.
Look at the possibilities.
New ink.
I'm just going to get the Batman symbol right on my chest.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So anyway, moving along with the introductions, to Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I think we had a pretty good Christmas. Hannah got the new car.
Yes.
Stephanie, you got a, I got you a pearl bracelet to go along with the pearl necklace that I gave you for our 30th anniversary.
Yes. And socks.
And socks.
And socks.
And shoes.
Yeah, don't forget the socks. Oh, and the shoes, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good Christmas.
Right. Pretty good. Pretty good Christmas. To Stephanie's right is Jack. Jack, for Christmas, got a couple of things off his chest.
Yes, I did.
We can talk about that a little bit later, unless you want to go into it now.
It all depends on you.
All right, well, let me go ahead and introduce everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's taken long enough as it is.
Sorry, that was my fault. Technical difficulties.
Right. Jack's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. He did not get a new car, but his band...
Or a tattoo.
But his band, Deceptive Intruder, is working on a demo tape.
Yes.
And what I was wondering about that, Ty, who are you planning on sending it to?
Everyone.
Well, when you say everyone, what does that mean? Are these record executives? I mean, who are these people you're sending
concert
it to?
Concert promoters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to...
I mean, somebody knows, don't they?
I don't want to talk too much about it, but yeah, we've got some people to send it to.
Some people lined up. Are they local? Are they national?
No, they're national.
Big time?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I have a question. Mm. Is it still called a demo tape?
No, I mean,
or is
I guess,
it just a demo
these days? I think it's just a demo now.
Okay. Just catching Dad dating himself in some of his vernacular.
Well, I think that you still have to have a tape, don't you?
It's a CD.
All right, so you're just a demo CD you're burning. Okay, whatever.
Demo tape.
Uh-huh. All right, to wrap up the introductions, my name is Mark, and I'll be your host.
And he got socks for Christmas.
I got a haircut.
And socks.
I got a badass haircut, some socks. I'm good. Oh, and I got a really cool box set of Alfred Hitchcock movies. A lot of my favorite movies in there.
All of the favorite movies are in there.
Yeah, we can talk about that box set a little bit later.
You're welcome.
Some really...
Thank you.
I love Alfred Hitchcock, and I love some of his... Well, almost all of his movies.
I haven't seen one I don't like.
Right, I haven't seen one yet. Anyway.
But we'll see in the box set. There's some in there I haven't seen.
Right. So here's... Here's a story. So you kids, now look, I don't have grandparents anymore. Steph, you don't have grandparents anymore.
No.
But you kids... you still have grandparents. What did you get from your grandparents? I know you got some money.
Money.
Okay. You didn't happen to get any marijuana or anything like that, did you? from your grandparents?
Not this year.
Did you see the story?
Yeah, not this year. The cool one's gone. Did
you see the story or hear about the story of the grandparents, 83-year-old Patrick and his 70-year-old wife, Barbara? They were stopped for a traffic violation in Nebraska during their cross-country trip to deliver Christmas presents to relatives in Vermont and Boston. Okay. During the traffic stop, police found, what do you suppose they found?
60 pounds of marijuana.
Holy cow.
60 pounds.
They were basically driving cross country to deliver 60 pounds worth of marijuana, I guess divided up between relatives.
Right.
How many relatives?
Green Christmas.
I don't know.
Yes, definitely a green Christmas.
I don't know that I've ever had 60 relatives. So these relatives that are division of the 60 pounds are, you know, if you're into that kind of thing.
Maybe they have a lot of relatives.
Maybe they're related to like Snoop Dogg or something.
Martha. Well, think
Martha,
about it.
Yeah.
From the picture I saw, they did not look like they were related to Snoop Dogg.
Maybe, Mom and Bill, similar age group.
Right.
I think they have 17 grandchildren total.
So 60 divided by 17.
Well, but that's not including the parents, which is another 12.
Well,
so that's
like
30 people.
You stuck right
that's,
to the grandkids, which is, you know, that's a nice gift for grandkids.
That's a half a pound a piece. If you've 30 people.
Look at you doing the math real quick like that.
She knows.
So
I can math.
Hannah Claire, what do you suppose 60 pounds of marijuana is worth?
A lot.
Yeah, but I mean, if you had to give it a number other than a lot.
$1 million.
No.
Probably like 5,000.
Oh my God. Come on. 5,000? 5,000 for 60 pounds?
10? 20?
No.
60 pounds.
Not even close.
The size of your dog.
How much do you spend on what you get? Multiply that.
Well, let's see. I've never been good at math.
50-pound bag of dog food. Yeah. They had more pot than that in their car.
Mm. Well,
a lot.
60 pounds of marijuana is worth approximately $336,000.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. So Merry I'm guessing.
Christmas. So did they sell their house?
I don't know. I'm
to
thinking,
buy 60 pounds of pot for Christmas?
What if they found it?
What if they grew it?
What if they grew it? Right. So we don't know what the story is.
Here's your inheritance.
Yeah, right.
It's all marijuana.
Unfortunately, where they got stopped
for this
traffic violation in North Dakota, what did I say it was?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. They have fairly strict laws on marijuana. So they are going to be charged with possession
with intent to distribute.
Which they were doing.
But... You know, I mean, intent to distribute.
Right.
That
sounds bad.
That charge, in my mind, has always meant for financial gain.
Oh yeah. But these are gifts.
Their intent to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's kind of a fine line there.
Mm, well, they are distributing it,
they
but they're not
are,
for gain.
But was, not for gain.
Was their car made of pot too?
Nope, it was a pickup truck with a topper on the back, and it was
loaded,
full of 60 pounds of marijuana. Now, here's another interesting twist. They were headed to Vermont and Boston. In Vermont, their son is the deputy, state's attorney in the state of Vermont. Deputy state's attorney in the state of Vermont.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was displeased.
He was disappointed in his parents'
in their choices.
Decision to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly.
Supposedly,
like he
though,
wasn't a receiver of one of those pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was disappointed they got caught.
Supposedly, the officials in Vermont say that he's always done a good job and he's a stand-up guy, so he's not going to lose his job or anything like that.
Because his parents are potheads? Yeah, yeah, that's good.
They basically said that you're going to be able to keep your job, but we're throwing your parents under the jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, that's that.
See? Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. People got some good stuff for Christmas.
Good stuff.
Take notes, grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've got some
Don't get stopped for a moving violation.
Right.
With the good stuff in the car. Right.
I got a couple other New Year's Eve related things. One is pretty much about the weather up north.
And down south.
Well, look, the weather up north has become frightful. And, I mean, what was it? Just the other day in Pennsylvania, they got like 53 inches of snow. You just yesterday talked to a woman in Richmond, Virginia, that said they were expecting up to 5 feet of snow.
And it was 16 degrees.
And it was 16 degrees. I saw an article that said that this New Year's Eve celebration at Times Square in New York City could be the coldest on record. With temperatures somewhere around 10 degrees.
Ew.
Yeah. I was in New York City for New Year's Eve one time, and this is like 1983, 1984, something like that. And we went down, there were four of us. We went down to Times Square, and this is early evening, and people were starting to gather. It was cold. I mean, probably the coldest I'd ever experienced in my life. And they started to corral everybody with these big roadblock things. And people were in there, and I'm like, first of all, I'm claustrophobic. And now I'm freezing to death. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
So we all left. And fortunately, we were staying at my cousin's place in Manhattan. And they're up on like the 12th floor. And so we were able to basically see like the fireworks and a lot of the festivities right from their windows.
Perfect.
Right. So
indoors.
That's the way to do it. And that way, right. you know, you're not
refrigerator, right. Exactly. Bathroom.
I just can't imagine. I'm such a baby now when it comes to the cold. I mean, today, the high here today was like 69 degrees. And I pretty much stayed bundled up all day.
Yes.
Just ridiculous.
Pansies.
I mean, I know it's cold everywhere else, but this 69 here is a little...
Well, and it's going to get colder. Yeah. I think I saw the high on Tuesday is only going to be 52. Yeah, this...
That sounds good.
It's going down from here to Tuesday.
All right. Let's see. Why don't we take a break?
We should take a break.
Let's take a break. I told you that all of the songs this evening were going to be performed by artists that have passed away this year. This particular song I'm going to play now is called Whammer Jammer. It's a live version from Jay Giles Band's album called Full House. It's very good. If you like harmonica, you're going to dig this. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about Powerball.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
Get it all down, get it all night, get it all right, get it out of sight and get it down, baby.
Yeah.
Whammer jammer, let me hear you, nigga. Come on, baby. Thank you.
right, everybody, we are back. That song just sort of ends.
Yes. Yes, it does.
There it goes. I
hate it when it does that. And I knew it was coming. So yeah. That's unfortunate. But anyway, again, that is Whammer Jammer by the Jay Giles Band. And that's off a live album called Full House. I was talking to my dad earlier today, Hannah Claire, and as a matter of fact, this Jay Giles Band CD is one that he got when he visited the asylum.
Nice.
To see you.
I thought he got a Jay Giles.
Right. Well, this is one of the ones that he was telling me about, or that he got there, and he was telling me about it today, and he said he loves it. And I had not ever heard it. I think I've heard parts of it. But anyway, I went on to iTunes and I looked it up, and I listened to just about every song on there, and they're all really good. I have never seen Jay Giles Band in concert, but I can only imagine.
And you're not now.
No, not going to do it now. But their front man back in the day, Peter Wolf, was a heck of a showman, and he really got the crowd involved and so on and so forth. So it was always a good time. If you think about this album, Full House, this was Jay Giles Band's first gold album.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
If you're into harmonica, this is what I liked, and this is what Dad was trying to point out to me, is that the harmonica player, his name is Magic Dick.
Oh.
Ooh.
What?
Nice.
Interesting.
Magic
Dick with a harmonica.
Right. Magic Dick. Yeah.
Now, that's a stage name.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, TC Carr, maybe you should change up the name.
Right. What do you suppose Magic Dick's real name is?
Richard Cheese.
No. Richard, you're close on Richard. Richard Salwitz.
Oh.
I'd go Magical. By Magic Dick, too.
Magic Dick, too. Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, I'm playing all the songs from artists that passed away this year. Jay Giles passed away April 11th. He was 78 years old. At the time of his passing. So that's that one. That's a Whammer Jammer.
Whammer Jammer.
Hey, all right. So Wednesday night, Powerball rolled over.
Yes.
All right. So it will come up again tomorrow. So yes. What a great way to end your year with a jackpot worth an estimated $384 million.
Yeah.
Hey, that would do it.
That's the Powerball.
Buy your tickets.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get a few.
You can't win if you don't play. So if you're going to do that, if you won $384 million, I mean, what do you suppose the take-home is? Is it like they cut it? Like,
I thought it was like cut it in half.
And then tax that? Or do they tax?
Well, if you take the lump sum,
right. You
only get half.
Okay.
So then, yes, they tax the half you get.
Okay.
And they tax that at 25%. So say 384.
So it's like
192. I don't know what a fourth of that is. So say 200,000. You would actually get $150 million.
That might do it. 150 million.
It would change my attitude.
It would change everybody's attitude, which is maybe we should go buy tickets now.
I picked one up earlier today. You only need one to win.
Yeah, that's it. You. That's all it takes. So if you win, you know, you see all these stories about how people have such bad luck. You know, they people hound them so much about you know, give me money, give me money, give me money. What do? Do you decide that you're going to give everybody a certain amount?
No.
Tell no one.
Well, okay, yes. To do that, you'd almost have to change your identity, wouldn't you think?
That's fine. And we're lucky in that our family is not that big.
Right.
You know, I mean, as far as
people... So if we were giving away money, we wouldn't go broke? Is that what you're saying?
People looking to us for money.
Yeah.
You're an only child. You know, it's not like you have six or eight siblings looking for money.
But if you're sitting on $150 million, what's an appropriate amount of money to give somebody as a gift?
Well, the IRS only allows you to give something like $15,000 a year tax free.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that that's all you can give. I mean, you can give more than
Well, you can give more, but then it's taxed.
All right, so then if...
So if you give money, you get taxed? How does that work?
The recipient...
Oh, there's... Okay.
...gets taxed.
Right.
You can gift without them having
penalty
to pay tax. So in my mind, if you were going to give money away, you would set it up so that they got $15,000 a year tax free.
Yeah.
You know, for the rest of their lives.
$15,000 a year is a good chunk of money, but if you got $150 million, that's a chump change. That's not going to hurt you at all.
No, I see. I think you got to get, settle it all right quick.
Cut them off?
No, you see, okay. You offer $1 million.
No.
Yeah.
$1 million?
Yeah. And then all the rest of your relatives that won it have to compete in the Hunger Games.
Winner takes all. Only the strong will survive. That's good, Ty. I like it.
Or you move to Louisiana and you buy one of those big old mansions with a 1,000 acres, and you just hire all your relatives and friends, and now you're like
the overlord of the plantation.
And you give them all a salary to run the
No, but the line of thinking actually isn't bad.
Right.
If you started a business where you could employ your relatives, I mean, with that kind of money, that's good capital to start a business where they had to work for their money and they got paid better than average salary.
Well, what relatives do we have they're going to go, yeah, I want you to give me the money, but God darn it, I really would like to work for it. Yeah, sure. I think relative.
Would you like to have a really good job?
I think most relatives
with things like
go,
health insurance.
This bastard just won $150 million.
And he wants me to be a shrimp boat captain?
All right, look here. Look, shrimp boat captain?
Or nothing.
Or win the Hunger Games.
Right. We could work it out.
We don't have weapons. Here's a rake.
All right.
Craft your own.
Well, I hope
no, but and the Mega Millions is something over $350 million as well.
You know, I was so naive to think that the Powerball was just in the state of Florida. So I thought that our odds were really good at one point. And then I realized that everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, so it's like, do they tell you what your actual odds are? Like one in...
It's not good.
You're more likely to get bitten by a shark or struck by lightning.
At the same time
than winning. Mm. But that's okay.
That's biting you. Has to be struck by lightning.
All right. I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Okay. Would you?
Somebody wins.
Would you take a shark bite for $150 million?
No.
Where's the shark bite? How bad is it? I think we need to lay down some ground rules.
Well, let's say they're going to put you in waist deep water.
No. I already know.
Yeah, I'm already out.
No. I don't
blindfolded.
I don't. Nope. Don't get in waist deep water.
You're not going to see the shark coming, and you just have to for $150 million. Now they're going to guarantee you that it's not going to kill you. They will get the shark off you before it kills you.
Yeah,
but
okay,
it could remove an arm, a leg. It could remove two arms.
No.
It could take a chunk out of your side so you look like you got a big, like one of those surfboards. With
right.
Okay. You know? But you're going to get $150 million. Would you do that?
No.
No.
Okay. Definitely not.
What would you do for $150 million? I mean,
SeaWorld, the little splash tank with the sharks that are like 10 feet long. Yeah. That.
Nobody's going to offer you $150 million to get in the kiddie pool, Ty.
Well, that's what I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
It can nibble
that's
on my
what
toe.
You get.
Yeah.
And then I want my check.
Would you grab a nearly fatal live wire?
No.
One that was juiced, but not enough
to kill
you.
Are you being serious?
What would you do? I mean,
nothing.
A lot of people are desperate for money.
I'm not that desperate for money.
Million, so you'd just go without? You wouldn't do anything?
Oh, we're doing not okay.
I mean, you,
yeah, we're not doing that bad.
We're not doing that bad.
I think just buying the tickets kind of like a, you know.
Well, hey, seems you like, can't win if you don't play.
I mean, we were talking about it just a few minutes ago about making your relatives work for the money. And you're just going to get it because you bought a ticket?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't think you should do something?
I go to work every day for the money to buy the ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, would you do this? Would you stand on a train trestle and wait for a train to come and then, like in that movie... what was the movie? Sandlot? Not Sandlot, but Stand By Me, where the kids had to run across because the train was behind.
No.
Would you do that for $150 million?
No.
Oh, I'd be running my ass off.
No, I can't even walk over the Johns Pass Bridge.
I guarantee
no.
you, with a train behind you, your ass would be running.
Figure it out.
You would find
no.
a way.
No.
I would fight any MMA person.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. I'd take okay, two or three of them at a time.
A bunch of pansies anyway.
$150 million? Come
let's
on.
Turn it around a little.
All right.
Okay, so if we don't win,
yeah,
but someone we know does,
yeah,
and they start a business where they offer us a job.
Well, it better be a good one.
Make it, exactly, a good job that has... excellent pay.
I want you to give me money and make me an executive.
Right.
Today.
And you know, pay me $500,000 a year. I'd be all about it. I will run your company. I will make you money if you give me that opportunity.
It all depends on who won.
No, well, and what the business is.
Yeah.
I mean, it needs to be legal.
It'd have to be a pretty damn good business.
Any business
and
is
I'd
a good
to
business.
Have a corner office.
With a view.
With a view. Yeah.
With
but,
a cute
I mean,
secretary
really?
That I could sexually harass.
Oh, my God. I will not be your secretary, so you're in deep, deep doo-doo
you're
right
than
now.
Me. I'd probably be your secretary.
That could happen. And you could be sexually harassed, mister.
Ho
ho!
This is turning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell me.
See how the tables can turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what I want to do? I was going to talk. I want to talk to Jack, but
oh really?
I think we should.
Really?
I want to save that because I think this is going to be a good conversation that we can have about this. Why don't we talk about what we had pre-show dinner?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is something we actually, this time, everybody, if you're used to listening to our show, you will know that we try to do a pre-show dinner every week.
And we're 99.9% successful.
Yeah, but sometimes we go back to the same old haunts, that kind of thing. But last week we tried the
Chicken
Salad Chick. And this week we tried something new. What's it called?
Jake's Cantina.
Okay.
Jake's Cantina is just this little place right on Golf Boulevard in Indian Rocks Beach.
Okay.
They're actually located at 435 Golf Boulevard, Indian Rocks Beach. I thought the food was delicious.
How new is it? Because I haven't seen it.
You probably have seen it.
Right.
But didn't notice it.
Because it's that small?
It's that small.
Do they have indoor seating?
They do have some indoor seating. Okay. But it's right on the corner of Walsingham and Golf Boulevard. It's
okay
right there.
Next to that bike shop?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the bike shop's still there.
Oh, maybe they took the place of the bike shop.
Maybe. But it's right there on the corner. I got a variety of soft tacos.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that was probably the easiest. They have pork, chicken, beef, ground beef.
Right.
You can get shredded beef, grilled shrimp, or grilled mahi.
So but your basic Mexican fare.
Absolutely. Well, it's, yes. And you can get hard tacos, soft tacos, burritos. The naked burrito is just a bowl.
What's the wet burrito? What's that about?
The wet burrito, hold on, I gotta find it on here.
You gotta drop that one in a puddle.
They run it into a sink before they wrap it up.
That one, the wet burrito
usually
is,
means it's saucy.
is covered in enchilada sauce and cheddar.
Mm. Saucy.
That sounds good.
They have Mexican pizza, pork tamales.
Ooh, tamales?
Tamales. It's very user-friendly. You get to pick what goes on or in your taco or nachos or quesadilla.
Nice.
They have veggie only and then all of the toppings.
Well, what you brought home this evening, I had a beef taco, and I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the nachos.
The nachos were very good, too.
Yeah, the nachos were really good.
Nachos were very good.
You had the bags of the chips, and that green sauce, that green salsa?
And it's not on here.
I tell you what, the first couple of bites I had, I was like, yeah, this is okay. Then I got the kick.
Oh, here it is.
It has a little bit of a kick to it.
Yeah, it had something to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Very good.
So for us here, you know, locally.
Yes, and if you're here on vacation.
Because, I mean, what other little Mexican place do we have here? Right here in our little area, other than Taco Bell, or what's the one? Carmelita's. Carmelita's is good, too.
Carmelita's is good, but that's more of a...
That's like a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, order the craft.
This is kind of like a fast food.
Street food,
right?
But in a building.
But not commercialized like Taco Bell.
Exactly, right. And very inexpensive.
Okay.
Very inexpensive, delicious. Again, that's Jake's Cantina, 435 Gulf Boulevard, Indian Rocks Beach. They do now serving cerveza.
Nice.
That's beer for the rest of you. Their phone number is 727-595-6777. Very good for quick, delicious, inexpensive eats. I'm surprised you guys don't go down there more often.
Well, I mean, I don't get that much time for lunch, and I'm pretty much on my two hard-boiled eggs and an apple diet, so...
Right. Well, the next time you think about getting in the car and driving through McDonald's or Burger King,
yeah,
why don't you drive down to Jake's Cantina? It'll take you the same amount of time.
I don't want to turn into an El Jefe burrito.
Yeah, no, this would be much healthier for you than
Speaking about the El Jefe burrito, we had a little conversation before the show. The last time we went downtown, we noticed that the bus was gone.
Yes.
Are they closed?
What's I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I don't know.
If you're out there and you're listening to the show, if you know anything about the whereabouts of the Taco Bus, give us a call at 727-498-0502. We've eaten there a couple of times.
Yes.
And
right there on Central Boulevard or Central Avenue.
We went by. The place is there, but the bus is gone.
Yeah. And it was closed.
The place was gone.
Yeah. It looked like it was closed. The place is gone?
It'd be weird if the place was gone.
Well,
no, the building. Yeah, the building was still there, but the bus was gone and it was all...
The bus floating in empty space.
Maybe they were at an event.
I don't think they actually take that bus to events.
Hmm.
I don't know. It was very confusing. Hmm. Very confusing.
I don't know. 727-498-0502. Where's the taco bus?
Right. Saw that.
Miss Frizzle has it.
Yeah, Miss Frizzle has it.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
We saw that on our way to go see Damon Fowler and Selwyn Birchwood.
Right. Hey, listen.
At Hideaway Cafe.
Last week I told you that we got a bag of Marco Radio Show pens. If you can call us this evening at 727-498-0502 and tell us the whereabouts of the taco bus, we will send you a handful. Since we have like 1,000 of them, we'll send you a handful of Marco Radio Show black ink pens.
Autographed by the whole staff.
I can't write that small.
I can't
write that small.
We'll add a piece of paper for you to write on.
All right.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support, everybody. What else do we have? We're coming up on I don't want to get too involved in whatever we do next, just because...
What about, Merry Christmas, holidays, Buccaneer that went to Denny's on Christmas Eve.
I was going to put that in. That was actually Applebee's. I was going to put that with my sports segment.
Oh.
I can do sports now if we can squeeze. Yeah, we can squeeze.
We can squeeze that in. There's not much sports.
Let's talk about sports, man. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are one more and done for the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to show up one more time.
As I predicted, they lost to the Carolina Panthers last week, 22-19. The Bucs will wrap up this abysmal season Sunday at Ray J against the Saints at 4:25.
What was that word again?
Abysmal.
Nice.
Abysmal.
You kind of rushed through it. I wanted to make sure.
Hey, you know what word I used earlier today in our invite on Facebook?
Precipice?
No.
Oh.
Extravaganza.
Oh, extravaganza.
I said the show was going to be an extravaganza.
God, who's getting naked?
Do you suppose the people that are listening are like, this is an extravaganza?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Of crap.
This is a George Costanza.
Right. We're celebrating Festivus.
Yeah, my prediction on the Bucks' last game, they will lose again.
Yes.
Now, the questions are, will the coach stay?
No.
Will he lose his job? I have a feeling he's going to lose his. Will the general manager stay? Jason Licht? I have a feeling he's going to lose his job.
He may go too.
I think everybody's fired.
Will the Bucks look for a QB in the draft?
Yes.
I have a feeling they will too. Listen, I'm all for Jameis Winston. This was, his third season? Second season? Third season? He's still making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I saw something today that said that Jameis is on track to lead the league in fumbles for the last two straight seasons with a total of 25, 13 last year, and 15 this year.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback.
He's a good kid.
He's just, I think he needs better coaching,
better
direction.
I think if we got a better coach in here that was more geared toward quarterbacks, what we need is Belichick.
Yeah.
You think he'd come to Tampa?
No.
He's going to leave that dynasty up there in New England? You don't think he'd do that?
Cheater McCheaty Pants?
I don't care. Let's
Otherwise known as.
Let's just win. Sometimes those are the things you have to do, Ty, to win.
You got to deflate a couple balls.
And you got to be looking at the other team's, playbook and that kind of thing. So,
paying off referees. And
maybe Jameis should try with deflated balls. Maybe he wouldn't drop them.
Yeah.
As many times.
Get a grip. God damn it. So our Tampa Bay Lightning, still on fire. Last night they beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. Team captain Steven Stamkos was responsible for two of those goals.
Ball is groin.
The Bolts are currently and still...
not that close to the end of the season.
Currently and still the NHL's best with a record of 27-7-2. That's quite impressive.
That's very impressive.
I can't believe that they have kept it up. Even as good as they are, any team, and I'm partial. I'm the only team I like is the Bolts. Have ever liked, really, are the Bolts. But the thing is, I'm so afraid that, they're going to go into this big skid. You know what I mean?
Do you know how many...
Well, they are on ice.
Do you know how many matches they have left?
I don't.
Okay.
See, I'm not that big a fan, so I don't know where they are in the season. I don't know if they're halfway. I don't know if they're quarter of the way.
Okay. Well, no, it's just at what point, how many wins do you have to get before...
You don't have to worry about a skid.
Right. If you go into a skid, it doesn't matter. You're so far ahead of everyone else.
Well, the last time I looked at the standings... I didn't look at them this week, but here we are, 27-7-2. Last week, I looked at the standings, and we were like three games ahead of the next leading team.
Only three?
Yeah, but that's pretty much. That's good.
Yeah, but that's not enough room for a skid.
Well, I mean, any team can have a skid.
That's what I'm looking for, is skid room.
Yeah.
No room for groin pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing. As a matter of fact, Steven Stamkos, who scored two games last night.
Two goals last night.
What did I say?
Two
goals last night was just coming back from a slight injury. So,
oh, no.
And he's the one, you flick him with your finger and he's out for the rest of the season.
Oh, stop.
Well, it's true. I mean, how many seasons in a row now does he get to this point in the season? Now he's gone for the rest of the season.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
How much room do they have? Yeah. And it sounds to me like not much if they're only ahead three.
I mean, we got rid of Big Baby Bishop. who played the hell out of goalie for most of the season, then you know comes to the playoffs and oh my groin hurts.
Quit pulling your groin.
Yeah. My groin hurts.
Just because
they
had to reattach a leg, you know.
Hey, look,
big baby.
When you're 6'9", you got a pretty big groin.
Use more lotion.
Jesus.
Gross. You know anyway, what you're worried about.
Yeah.
Next the guy's groins.
Yeah. Next up for the Bolts, they face the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow night here at the Amalie Arena. Puck drops at 7:30 p.m. Go Bolts. Let's see. There's lots of college football games this weekend. College bowl games, as a matter of fact. I couldn't care less about any of them because my Gators are terrible. But I am hoping and I'm praying that Oklahoma beats the piss out of Georgia.
Okay.
And I got to show, put this in there because I'm hoping he's listening. Shut up, Larry. Shut up, Larry. I'm tired of hearing about the Bulldogs.
Well, and Michigan is playing South Carolina here in the Outback Bowl. And right. Their festivities are going on down at Clearwater Beach this weekend.
I've been to the Outback Bowl a couple of times. It's a good place to see a game.
Yeah, it's a great place to see a game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little chilly this year, though.
That's all right. Football's good chilly.
Yeah.
Football's good chilly.
It's going to be a good chilly compared to up north chilly.
Right. The Winter Olympics are right around the corner. As a matter of fact, they start February 8th, and they run all the way through February 25th. Because you know they're playing the Olympics this year. They're holding them in South Korea. So the games will start February 8th and go through the 25th, or at least until Kim Jong-un gets pissed about all the commotion and lobs a nuke over the
Oh,
over
my
the
God. Don't say that.
I mean, that's the world we live in.
It's possible, honey. It's possible. Wake up.
Unbelievable.
It's America.
America.
Yeah. Hannah Claire, do you know what a hijab is?
I don't. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, is that the thingy they wear around their face?
Yeah, the headscarf.
The get-ups.
Yeah, hijab. Yeah. Is that, am I saying it right?
Hijab. It's a hijab.
The moose lambs.
Hijab. It's a hijab. Right?
Anyway, I saw an article that said that I guess Mattel are the ones that make Barbie. Barbie is coming out with a figurine or a Barbie that's going to be sporting a hijab, whatever it is, hijab.
Way to be American.
Hijab, shijab.
Right. And this is all in honor of the Olympic medal winner, American Muslim Olympic medal winner. And her name was Ibtihaj Muhammad. And she won a bronze medal in fencing.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So this, you know about... Ibtihaj?
A little bit.
Ibtihaj.
So Mattel is coming out with...
A hijab
fencing Barbie.
A fencing Barbie.
Well, they didn't say anything about the fencing.
Well, that's kind of important.
It is kind of important.
Well, no, they just want... I think they're just trying to be culturally diverse.
Well, she had best have a sword.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's not like Aladdin.
Well...
She's wearing a fencer. A hijab.
She's an Olympic medalist.
Yeah, I don't know that it's actually for her. It's not like the Barbie is her.
I mean, didn't they say it's for her?
It's in honor of her. They're putting a...
Well, why don't you know the facts?
Why are they focusing Barbie. On her hat and not what she does?
What her skills are that right. landed her this honor?
Yeah.
Well, she's a fencer.
Exactly.
I am offended.
Well, you're offended?
I'm offended.
Well, do you know what's also happening is Nike... is coming out, and I got a picture of it right here. Hold on. Let me show it to you guys. Not good for radio, but I can show you this. This is not the girl who's the fencer, I don't think. If it is...
Sorry.
Pretty sweet looking.
Pretty sweet looking.
No wonder they want her covered up.
Not bad looking, but anyway, what have we got?
We got a minute.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so shut it.
Well, we're going to wrap it up.
Nike will put a swoosh on anything.
I'll get on to the rest of the sports when we come back.
A swoosh on it.
All right, look, we are at our halfway Jackass. Point
Just
already.
Just do it.
Which I can't believe.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Please.
This was the first hour of our last show of 2017.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a song also by a performer that passed away this year, Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers.
Yes.
It's a live version of the song Statesboro Blues. It's a very good song. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up sports and we'll get into the rest of the show.
Sweet.
Okay, the Allman Brothers Band. trading time. I'm going to the country. Baby, do you want to go? If you can't make it, baby, your sister Lucille said you want to go. And I'm sure to take it.